I mean, any competition you're in it to win it if you can. And we've said that for many years now. And the fact that this is our 10th final in a row kind of suggests that we do take it seriously. And we like to use it to blood new players and still be good enough to be competitive at the same time. And I think we've balanced that very well. And that's why we've been as successful as we have been in it. It certainly was competitive, intense. There's plenty of words you could use for it there, but yeah, that's to be expected, and you have to deal with that. And the good thing is that our players cope with that kind of atmosphere, and some of them new to it and still played football. Yeah, well, I mean, we knew reading the programme and seeing what players they had come in of late that they were in a strong place, and they're getting ready to play Kildare next week, and that's not an easy mission that they have to head off to as well. So I think they wanted to be as competitive as possible, so they need as many of their players out there, and we understand that. And we weren't short of some good players as well there who have got a good bit of experience. So, you know, it was a good challenge for both of us, a good work in progress, if you like. In Division 1, your first ambition is to make sure you stay there. And if you stay there and get enough points to stay there with some games left, then you want to see, can you get near the top of the table? And that's the phases of the way we look at it. Get as many wins as you can to be safe, and then try and get as many more as you can to be near to the final. If we can do that, then we'll be very happy. Oh, absolutely. Who wouldn't be excited about Darragh Canavan, you know? And if you haven't had time to get excited about him yet, I guarantee you will in the near future. He's just quality, and he's a very young lad, and he's just such a good player, and we have to be careful with him. He's still, you know, he's just out of minors virtually, but he's a quality player, and it's not hard to see where he picked his skill off. Yeah, Darren was a good player for many years there, and he just took a break from it last year, and I think he's come back with a new, you know, attitude, a new aptitude, a new desire, and that's good because he's a quality player. You know, he has all the skills in the game, and it's good to have people together. And ultimately, he's a finisher. That's the name of the game: to have as many people as possible challenging to be in the 15, to be in the 26. And if you have people always challenging for that, then the people who are there need to be on their toes. And that's the value of having good numbers who can really challenge for places. You could play a final tonight, and it mightn't be that exciting. It could be something that you could win easily, or not be a pile of intensity in it. But there certainly was plenty of intensity there. So I don't think it'll be as big a step up going from this to the National League as it often would be.